Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So I thought that since Lord Krishna is speaking verse 26, we'll read together verse 26. Verse 24, text 24. Krishna yoga nubhavam tam nishamet yendro divishmita nishtambo drashta sankalpa Vamegam Sanya Varayat. I'm going to read 25. Kam Vyabram Uditadityam. Vata Varsham Tadarunam. Nishamyo Paratam Gopam. Govardhana Daro Bravit Niri, and the text 26. Niriyata Tyajata Trasam Gopasat Stridanarbaka Uparatam Vatavasham Vyuda Prayas Janinaga. Now I'm going to read all the way to 29 and then I go back to 26 and we all chant. How's that? Bhagavana. Tataste Nidya Yurgopam. Svam Svam Adaraya Godhanam. Sakato dupakaranam Strivalas stavirasanai shanai Bhagavam apitam shailam Svastane purvavat prabhu Vashyatam sarvabhutanam Stapayam Ashalilaya. 29. Tam prema vegam ibrita va. No. Kisho yata samyur pariram vanadibi. Gopyascha sasneham apujayam muda Dadhi akshatadvir yuju sati sad ashishaha Okay, so now we chant 26 and do the word for word. I'll chant once and then everybody can chant together. Niryata tyajata trasam gopa gopa sastri danarvakaha aparatam vata varsham vyuda prayascha nimnaga Please chant. Nariyata tyajata prasam Gopa sastri danarvakaha Uparatam vata varsham Please go out. Tyajata, give up. Trasam, your fear. Gopaha, O call her man. Sa, together with. Stri, your women. Dana, property. Arbakaha, and children. Uparatam, finished. Vata Varsham, the wind and rain. Viuda, without water. Prayaha, practically. Cha, and Nimnagaha, the rivers. So I'm going to read from 24. Sorry for too many verses. I'm get the story going. When Indra observed this exhibition of Lord Krishna's mystic power, he became most astonished, pulled down from his platform of false pride in his intentions toward it. He ordered his clouds to desist. Seeing that the fierce wind and rain had now ceased, the sky had become clear of rain clouds, and the sun had risen, Lord Krishna, the deliverer of Govardhan Hill, spoke to the cowherd community as follows. This is the verse that we chanted today. Lord Krishna said, "My dear cowherd man, please go out with your wives, children, and possessions. Give up your fear. The wind and rain have stopped, and the river's high waters have subsided." And 27. After collecting their respective cows and loading their paraphernalia into their wagons, the cowherd men went out. The women, children, and elderly persons gradually followed them. 28. While all living creatures looked on, the Supreme Personality of Godhead put down the hill in its original place, just as it had stood before. 29. All the residents of Vrindavan were overwhelmed with ecstatic love, and they came forward and greeted Sri Krishna according to their individual relationships with him, some embracing him, others bowing down to him, and so forth. The cowherd women presented water mixed with yogurt and unbroken barley corns as a token of honor, and they showered auspicious benedictions upon him. And there is a purport. Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that each of the residents of Vrindavan regarded Krishna as his own, in his own way, as an inferior, younger member of the community, as an equal, or as a superior, and they dealt with him accordingly. Krishna's superiors offered auspicious benedictions, lovingly smelled his head, kissed him, rubbed his arms and fingers, and inquired with parental affection as to whether he was tired or pained. Krishna's equals laughed and joked with him. And those who were younger fell at his feet, massaged his feet, and so on. The word cha in this verse indicates that the wives of the Brahmanas joined with the cowherd ladies to offer auspicious items like yogurt and unbroken grains. Lord Krishna received benedictions such as this, quote, may you subdue the wicked, protect the decent people, give pleasure to your parents, and be enriched with all wealth and opulence. I have to apologize. I have my vocal cords paralyzed. That's why my voice is gotta work on it. Okay. So I am. I thought of since we've been talking so much about this pastime, and everybody has already brought so much input. Just to get to this point, I thought of revealing Indra's wicked mind will be something to come to this point. And also, this pastime is like Lord Krishna, he premeditated the whole thing. He wanted to. He knew exactly how Indra was going to react and how the cowherd boys and the inhabitants of Vrindavan. He did that because, you know, he's the Supreme Lord and he's in everyone's heart, so he knows how everybody works. And, the whole creation works on his, you know, he's very clever and he knows how to strategize very well. Time, his time himself, so he know how to time everything perfectly. And so he premeditated this whole pastime. He wanted to give the inhabitants of Vrindavan a bliss to be just, you know, staring at him for 7 days in that. But to get to this point, now the first verse here, verse 24, talks about Indra. That when Indra observed this exhibition of Lord Krishna's mystic powers, that he became most astonished. What Lord Indra had pulled out some people, he had sent out some spies, like, go see what's happening now that, you know, the winds have blown, and go see what happened. And then the spy came back and said, no, you know, I can't see anybody, you know. I think they're all finished because I can't see anybody. And then Indra sent one more, sent like the cloud of the rains, the devatas of the rain, you know, Lord. And they come back and say, oh, I think that, you know, they are all having fun under the mountain. So Indra became like furious. He was a little shaken by it. And then Srila Jiva Goswami in this Gopala Champu, he gives a very good description of the Indra's state of mind. It says here, like Indra said, you know, after his spies had come back and tell him that, you know, they're having fun under the mountain. He was furious. And then he said, here is what I think. Previously, I cut off the wings of the mountain. Has it got new wings since it has become partial to the inhabitants of Raja? In any case, I am prepared to kill it with the fire from a roaring thunderbolt. The proud people under the mountain will be crushed. So after sending the thunderbolt to smash the mountain, he began thinking that this would also be thwarted, because he was afraid. Developing intense anger since his desires had been thwarted, He then dispatched new servants, saying, "Ah, hide and see if any remarkable event has happened. The thunderbolt should have caused great disturbance by its effect." But, and then they returned and said, Indra, not even a leaf had fallen, not even and one ant is suffering." So Indra was like totally devastated. You know, his mind was on fire, because everything that he was trying to do to the inhabitants of Vrindavan was being thwarted, like using a Chirojiva Goswami's expression. And so when he pulled down from his platform a false pride and then his intentions, and he ordered the clouds to desist. Now there's this very interesting description here. So hearing Indra, Indra became astonished, hearing that, you know, everybody was still having fun, he became astonished. And then he began to think, "Oh, by taking intoxication, I have destroyed my intelligence. I have contradicted the norms by showing friendship with the enemy. I have thus proved the meaning of my name, breaker of the family rules." You're gonna be surprised with this. I had never read this before when I paid attention to this Gopala Champu. And there's an interesting interaction of a friend of Kamsa comes to Indra when Indra was in this, you know, he was fighting Krishna. So Kamsa sends somebody there to, you know, to befriend and say, "Yeah, we'll help you." So since I was proud, this is Indra thinking, "Since I was proud, it is proper that I have been defeated, for it is seen that he who is overcome by pride will be defeated." He spoke to his servants, revealing this. "Let it be. Withdraw the clouds of destruction. Be tolerant to the son of Nanda, since he is my younger brother." He's just coming to his senses. "We have been taught a lesson. How can we think of defeating Krishna?" He ordered the Yaksha to deliver a message to Kamsa, because the Yaksha had come and propose help from Lord King Kamsa. Said, "I have understood," this is Indra speaking, "I have understood that though you are constantly angry at Krishna, you remain in fear of him. This increases my anger towards you. If this is true, then I will deal with the situation properly. I have a hundredfold wrath, 1,000 eyes and millions of hands. Who can oppose me? Your wealth has been spent on Rakshasas, and you have lost favor of the Devatas. Krishna will soon be the destroyer of the members of the Bhoja dynasty like you." So hearing these words, the rascal Yaksha departed with a repentant heart. The message he delivered was useless, like urine in the waves. So I thought this was it's a different, I haven't heard this little bit before, and this is all related to this verse, the verse 24. And then in verse 24, there's also another description, a very interesting description here. 78. This is all from Gopala Champu, because, you know, so many devotees have already spoken on these. "So accompanied by blaring music to stimulate the people to follow his order, the people along with the cows, shining like Krishna's body with fame and affection, emerge from the hole resembling the heart of Govardhan." So first the cows came out of the hole, turning here and there to see the face of Krishna. After the cows come out, the people, seeing his face repeatedly, became stunned and agitated with affection. With difficulty, all the people emerged from the hole, and looking back, gazed with unblinking eyes as Krishna came out. As the jiva becomes satisfied on attaining life airs, so the people on seeing and attaining Krishna attain bliss. He who held up the mountain to protect his people and was filled with spontaneity, all qualities, beauty, tenderness, and love that spread everywhere, appeared before the eyes of the people at the base of the mountain. As he had raised the mountain, he put it down. Everyone saw this, but did not see exactly how he did it. Helplessly, immersed in solid streams of prema, the cowherds met Krishna as he came from the hole and embraced him, and welcomed him according to their status from the elders down. The elder gopis respectfully decorated Krishna, conqueror of Indra, with attractive auspicious items. Though he had conquered Indra, they put their hands on his head and blessed him. He who has experienced this care in his heart will understand this type of care. So I thought this just highlights the verse a little bit. This is all, you know, the same verse, but in different books. And then we see verses 25 and 26. And it's, so the 25, he, you know, introduces. And then text 25 and 26, it's when Krishna, everything is getting clear, and Krishna speaks with it to the Vrajbasis. Now this one, I thought from Kavi Karnapur's Nanta Vrindavan Champu has a beautiful description. Is it okay? Everybody following? Okay. Those 7 days felt like seven millenniums of intense pain for Indra. Yet the Vrajavasis saw it as seven joy-filled hours. As just see the wonderful splendor of the Lord's divine prowess, which transcends the comprehension of even Brahma and Shiva. Although Govardhan Hill is immovable, it rested on the hand of Krishna. For 7 long days, the monsoon rains and horrific earth-shaking winds torture the people of the world with bitter suffering and untold miseries. The serene and peaceful Giriraj, however, was not the least bit disturbed. Being constantly bathed by the rains and anointed with the fragrance of Krishna's divine body, Giriraj looked absolutely radiant and beautiful throughout the whole ordeal. This is verse 27. And then we have verse 28 and 29 that Krishna puts Govardhan down. This was also an amazing thing because it describes here that he put it down. People, you know, the Vrajavasis, they saw him, but they actually didn't see him because it was mystic. Krishna was using his mystic power. So everybody was, you know, they saw it, but they really didn't see it. And there is a beautiful description of what happened to Lord Krishna's cows when they go out of the mountain. This is from Kavi Karnapur also. So after seeing this verse 28 and 29, so while the creatures looked on, Lord Krishna put the hill down. And then it goes like this. After hearing this, after hearing Krishna say, you just go and go out, everyone assembled in a happy mood and lead out the cows. The cows considered themselves fortunate because they got to relish the sweetness of Krishna's face for 7 continuous days. They lost interest in other things that had previously pleased them. When the cowherd boys called them out, they delayed for a while. Then shot out like a volley of arrows. But when they saw Krishna still under the hill, they quickly ran back and surrounded him. Immediately, Krishna drove them out again by glancing at them with the compassion of a friend. From all directions, the smooth-skinned, pleasing-looking herds of cows streamed out from the valley under the Govardhan Hill. As they came up, they looked like the expanded hood of Sheshanaga rising out of Patala Loka, or a sheet of moonshine hiding in a cave out of fear of darkness. So this, I thought this was a beautiful description. And then it has the description of the cowherd boys. Also, that's 29, the description of the cowherd boys when they come out of the mountain. So after the cowherd boys left, Krishna set the hill down exactly in its previous location. He tossed Giriraj off his hand, just like a child throwing a flower ball. When Krishna met his friends for more pastimes of wandering in Vrindavan, and then he became overwhelmed with ecstatic love, the residents of Vrindavan came forward to greet Krishna according to their individual relationships. Then it has, you know, the description of how the inhabitants of Vrindavan approach Krishna. And the elderly people, they were massaging Krishna's arms and massaging his hand, and they were, you know, trying to make him spread oil on his arm and massage, because he was held in the, you know, for so long, so many days. So they were, you know, they had imagined that, you know, he performed this incredible feat, and they still look at him as their little boy, that, you know, he just performed this fabulous, you know, pastime, but it was just a little boy. And it, the inhabitants of Vrindavan's love for Krishna, each of them was displayed like that. The cows, you know, we read that the cows were just lovingly looking at him and just filled with emotion. And the boys were just joking and cracking jokes of, you know, how fun it was and do all that. And the gopis were, says that their descriptions that they were looking at Krishna with so much desire through their eyes and smiling. So they were, you know, trying to attract Krishna with their features. They were just so desiring him so much, because that was their type of love for him. And so Krishna satisfied all of them. And they were, for that long, they were, you know, just staring at Krishna. And this beautiful boy had satisfied their desires. Right, there's one more verse, the verse 29, that I wanted to... So his eyes pouring tears of love, Balaram warmly embraced Krishna. Mother Yasoda said, "Alas, alas, my son's body had been severely weakened from bearing such a heavy weight." Using her lotus palm, Radharani Yasoda massaged Krishna's left arm and kissed his hand affectionately. Rohini, who had attained the summit of parental affection, offered arti to Krishna and Balaram with an artistically designed jewel and ghee lamp. With their hearts, which were the abodes of deep love for Krishna, the housewives of Vrindavan offered him their full blessings. Then they worshipped Krishna with yogurt, rice paddy, and fresh grass. The potent brahmanas and their attractive wives offered boons and words of praise. Sanandana and other elderly men, bound by the ropes of intense parental affection, embraced the boys and smelled their heads. So these are very poetic descriptions, because it says that to describe this Leela of Govardhan, Krishna raising Govardhan Hill. It's impossible to describe it to its full potential. We had so many opportunities to glorify Govardhan Hill. And if you have the practice of worshipping a Shila, Govardhan Shila, you notice how powerful they are, how they take control of your life. And there's a, it's, you're forever, once you start worshipping a Govardhan Shila, you're, you know, you become the servant of Govardhan with all your actions and activities. It's like it's, you're constantly under that umbrella of protection. It's like it was, somebody was saying the other, I think it was Krishna Kripa, he was mentioned that a Govardhan Shila should be only worshipped by, you know, if you're a Brijvasi, has to give it to you. And I have the story of my Shila. It was a very, feel very blessed. So we went to Vrindavan, and we went to Padmanabha's Goswami's house, and we explained to him that we wanted to worship Govardhan. And so he gave us the whole orientation and how to go about to do it. And part of his guides and guidelines was we take the Panchamrita. So we took, you know, all this puja paraphernalia, you know, the yogurts and the ghee and the milk and honey, and so we took it all to the Govardhan, and he said for us to pray to Govardhan and wait for Govardhan to reveal himself, which Shila we were going to get. And so we did, and all of a sudden, you know, now we tried one Shila, the other Shila, and then one Shila just kind of speaks to you. And so we did the worship of Govardhan right there. And the custom is that you give gold, the weight of the Shila in gold, you give it back to Govardhan. So we had a tulsi leaf made out of gold, and we exchanged it for it. So that was, you know, Padmanabha Goswami, he's like the Shila guru in Vrindavan from the Radharaman temple. So we felt very blessed that we were able to get our desires fulfilled to worship Govardhan. And since then, since Giriraj has come to our house, it's been a total difference in our household. It has brightened up our household immensely. It has brought some a deep focus of service into the household. And we feel very blessed that we have the opportunity to worship Giriraj. I wanted to mention something about Srila Prabhupada also before time's up. Srila Prabhupada taking sannyas, like Keshava was reading something from the Leelamrita today. And there's Srila Prabhupada in, before it was like 1957, 58, he wrote to Tirtha Maharaj. Tirtha Maharaj was the Chaitanya Math in charge in Calcutta. And so Srila Prabhupada wrote him a letter saying that he wanted to accept sannyas and print books and preach, and if he could accommodate that. And So Titu Maharaj wrote back to him saying that, you know, yeah, you come to serve the mat there in Calcutta, and then, you know, eventually he'll take sannyas. But about printing books, it wasn't, you know, they had a huge list of books that they needed to print. So that was not a possibility at the time, because they didn't have much funds. So Srila Prabhupada, you know, felt a little felt discouraged. And so he turned to Keshava Maharaj. Keshava Maharaj, also Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's disciple, that had a mat in Mathura. So he went to Keshava Maharaj and told him that what he wanted to do. And but by then, Srila Prabhupada, after that whole exchange with Tirtha Maharaj, he was a little, said, oh, maybe I shouldn't take sannyas, you know. He was not so gung-ho anymore to take sannyas. And, but Keshava Maharaj insisted with him. And Srila Prabhupada felt that was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta telling him, because Srila Prabhupada, the reason why he went to Tirtha Maharaj was because he had a dream with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta in the dream is telling him to go and take sannyas. It's time, time is now. And Srila Prabhupada knew that taking sannyas is preaching work. It's not just, you know, living in Vrindavan and getting extra shpatis. So he had his mission to preach in the English language. And so much so that when the day that he took sannyas, that was described just a few minutes ago by Keshava Guru, the day that he took sannyas at the Keshava Maharaj's mat in Mathura, Keshava Maharaj surprised Srila Prabhupada and asked him for Srila Prabhupada to speak. And there were probably, you know, just the people, the local mat people in there. There was no, you know, invitations to other people. It wasn't a big event. But half the people did not speak English. But Srila Prabhupada felt that he needed to speak in English. And he did. And so after sannyas, his first speech was in the English language. And that's the beginning of a beautiful thing. Srila Prabhupada came with books. He printed 3 sets of Bhagavatams right after, and he was ready. And we got the mercy. So I want to end the class here. You know, we glorify Govardhan, Srila Prabhupada's appearance. Oh yeah, there was a, today is also Lord Chaitanya's brother, with the day that Lord Chaitanya's brother took sannyas. So that was a very auspicious day for taking sannyas, Vishvarupa Mahotsava. Jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any questions or comments? Yes, Bimal. No, it was a spontaneous thing, and like I said, there was no, there were no reporters, there was no, you know, crowd over there too. Yeah. Yes, for them. Yes. You want to repeat that on the microphone? It's really neat.
Well, the story that I heard about the initiation is that from Akinchana Krishnadas Prabhupada's godbrother, that Prabhupada was encouraging louder kirtan and long, more kirtan during the ceremony. And even though the other people in the mat were telling the people to be soft, chant softer, Prabhupada was encouraging being louder. I also wanted to ask you, I wasn't quite clear on how you obtained your Govardhan Shila. You went to the Govardhan.
Yeah, we went to Govardhan.
Picked up a Shila that resonated with you.
Yes.
So
that was Padmanabha Goswami's, that, you know.
He told you to do that.
He told us to do that.
Okay.
We're under his blessings.
Okay. I always heard that, like you're saying, you have to be given, but because he instructed you.
That's how he gave us.
That's how he gave.
Yeah, we did it because, you know, it was under his auspices. Anybody else? Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.